Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, well, happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It is a great day to be alive.
Yes, best day ever.
Best day ever. We are in the studios of WCNO, and we are so grateful to be alive and to be part of your day. Today, we present the
physical
of Dad Up. So for those of you who are just joining us, we have a spies methodology here. We focus on the spiritual on Mondays. We focus on the physical on Tuesdays. We focus on the intellectual on Wednesdays. And on Thursdays, we do the emotional. And Fridays, we do the social. We as human beings, we are complex beings.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is an indication of how great the Creator is. Because a product very often gives an idea of the producer, the maker.
Right.
And we are wonderfully made.
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Listen, welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Dad Up Radio Show. In the house, I have with me my co-host, my friend, my brother, Charles Jones. Man, welcome, welcome.
It's great to be here once again. Best day ever.
Best day ever. So we are in our second month of operation, shall we call it that?
Yeah.
Our second month. And I am both nervous and excited all at the same time. Nervous because it's a sort of day-by-day step as we go forward, which is how God makes it for us anyhow. We don't always see the full street ahead. We just one day at a time. But it can be nail-biting. And the reason I'm saying that to you, listening audience, is that we are a listener-supported program. And when we started here on the 1st of August, it was on a Friday, we started out in faith, depending on you, our listening audience, to sponsor this program. Because we believe that there was something missing of all the programs that exist in radio or TV. There wasn't anything that was father-specific.
Right.
Now, it's not that you couldn't pick out some gems out of any program. There are some wonderful programs on this station, WCNO, but there wasn't anything that was father-focused. And so when we decided we were going to do something that speaks to and about fathers, it was a step in faith, but so far God has been showing up and showing off.
Well, God says when you use faith the size of a mustard seed, things will start to grow.
So we have a methodology that we use around here. It makes it easier for us. We focus on spies. On Mondays, we normally look at the spiritual aspect of who we are. And unlike animals, even though biology says we are animals, but we can argue another time. Unlike other animals, there is a part to us, human beings, that is spiritual. We are not just flesh and blood.
Right.
So on Mondays, we deal with that. Today's Tuesday, and we're going to be looking at
physical well-being.
Yes. If I give you a gift, and you don't put the gift in a good container, the gift itself could be damaged or even lessened in value.
Yes.
So our bodies have been given to us by God, our Creator, to house everything else that is about us. That is amazing. Right. For somebody to be given a gift but throw it down or put it in some brown paper bag. I'm not against brown paper bag. You might get the impression that they don't value the gift, but they might put it in a safe or somewhere precious or secure because they value the gift.
Right.
Our body houses something more than just our organs. According to the Bible, and as believers, we believe that our bodies are important.
Yes. Our bodies house, first of all, when God formed us, he didn't speak us into existence.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, man.
He formed us, and then he breathed the breath of life into our bodies.
That's a good point. And God could well have just done to us what he did to anything else.
Correct.
Think of any mammal there is, the biggest one.
Yes.
Dinosaur, whatever, Bigfoot, whatever it is. He spoke them into existence. But for man, he actually took time and yes. made us special. So there's something about us and our bodies that are unique and should
yes.
not be taken for granted.
That's true.
And so part of honoring our maker is to take care of the bodies that we have, the physical well-being of ourselves.
Yes. And also the Bible says that the body is the house for the Holy Spirit.
The temple.
The temple for the Holy Spirit.
So today we're focusing on the P of spies. And my brother Charles, thank you for being in the house with us. If I were to ask you, and I'm quite honestly, I'm just thinking of this as we speak now. If I gave you a gift and I gave you a container to hold the gift, which one would you say is more important, the gift or the container?
Wow. Well, you might say that they're equally important because the container must be viable and strong enough to hold the gift, even though most people will say the gift. But if the gift needs a container, you must have the container, and it must be viable to hold the gift.
I find it fascinating that in Romans it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And I've always thought, well, why wouldn't the Bible say present your soul or present your spirit as a living sacrifice? And then I thought, hold on a minute. Our bodies house those important
yes.
parts of us. And so if we take care of the container, so to speak, we're
yes.
taking care of what is in it.
Correct.
And it's yes. one way of honoring our maker by taking care of our bodies.
Yes.
Now, I believe there are some people who go probably a bit too far. I'm not saying anything more than that. But it's one way of honoring our maker, taking care of this one body that we have. Because by so doing, we're protecting what it houses.
Correct. And I believe that when we make that conscious decision to take care of our bodies, as with everything else, when we make a conscious decision in God's will, he will help us to take care of our bodies. He will give us the mindset. He will give us the discipline to take care of our bodies.
There's a word, and I think you may even know where it's found. It says, present your bodies. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And I always thought, especially as a preacher of the gospel, I would think, well, why bodies? The soul is more important or the spirit is more important? And then I thought, okay, if I present my body, then I'm presenting what it houses.
Yes.
And if I misuse my body, then I'm actually hurting what is in it. So we have to strike a balance, because if we sort of go above board and treat the container more cautiously than
yeah.
its content. But it's one way, I believe, of honoring our maker, taking care of the bodies that we have. After all, we only have one.
True. And the flesh itself is inherently evil. That's what the Bible says. So we must, just like we must crucify the flesh spiritually, we must crucify the flesh in the flesh, because our flesh will want to just sit and relax and not do the things that it takes to take care of itself. That's just the way our flesh is.
Well, that is a very interesting point, because it is possible that one can become so super spiritual that they don't see the need of taking care of their body. And in fact, there are some aspects of religion or even Christianity that see the body as evil. I don't. The body is a gift from God. And the package might not be as important as its content, but we do need to take care of the content. The flesh, when used in the Bible, is referring to both our sinful nature, but it's also talking about our physical bodies. And one way of honoring God is to take care of the body that houses everything else about us. So when the Bible says present your bodies as living sacrifice, well, if I have a box and in the box is gold, key to my houses, key to all my properties and all that, and I present to you the box, then I'm also giving you what is in the box. Correct. So if we take care of our body, which houses our soul and our spirit, depending on your theology, then you're honoring the person who made you and gave your body.
And in God's infinite wisdom, all things are connected like that. We may not know exactly how. Most of the time, we don't need to know exactly how, because that's where faith comes in. But God in his infinite wisdom connected everything together.
Yeah. There are some days if your body isn't feeling well, you don't feel like doing anything, even though your mind might be okay.
Right.
But yes, interconnected.
Yes. I remember when my mom, when she was alive and she was in pain, and come Sunday, I said, well, Mom, why don't you just stay home then? And she said, well, son, if I stay home, I'm going to be in pain. So I might as well go on to church, and more than likely, God is going to relieve that pain while I'm in church. And it's like, okay, I won't ask you that ever again.
That is an amazing way to see life. So today we're going to be focusing on the physical part of spies. And it is fair to say that you can go above board taking care of the box, but not what's in the box. And since the body houses the real us, it is imperative that we take care of our bodies. But do you see where it is possible that
I go to the gym often, and I see a lot of people in there, and there are some real physical specimens in there. And a lot of times I think, as I'm watching them, I'm like, okay, what type of balance do they have in their life?
Mm. You know?
And some people are gifted physically, that when they do work out, their body is going to grow. But sometimes I wonder, it's like, are they putting in the same work spiritually? And when we talk about spies, are they putting in the same work intellectually / mentally? Are they putting in the same work emotionally and socially to keep that balance?
Balance is the word. Well said, my brother. Balance is the word. And I must admit, as quote-unquote church people, as Christians, people of faith, we can go over and above on the spiritual, which is important.
Yes.
And we pay little or no attention to the physical and the intellectual, which we'll talk about in a minute. I find that even with some of my brothers and sisters in the Lord who are truly saved and going to heaven, there is little or no emphasis on taking care. It's almost as if, the soul is important. Well, God gave us a body for a reason, and it impacts how we do every other thing, including ministry. Because if you're not healthy, even if God blessed you to be the most prolific prophet, prophetess, you are limited because you haven't taken care of the vehicle that would take you there.
And it's even more important because it's been said that as Christians, to some unbelievers, we may be the only example of Jesus that they will ever see, or we may be the only example of the Bible they will ever see. So if our temple, our body, isn't taken care of, what kind of message is that sending to an unbeliever?
Yeah. Now, next week, God's willing, we're going to have a couple doctors joining us, physicians, to help us and our listening audience talk about taking care of the body. I believe there is a section of Christianity that seems to pay little attention or thinks the body is not that important. After all, our soul is important. Or where do you strike the balance? I mean, you go to the gym, but you're a believer, one that I know and love and respect. But where do you draw the balance between taking care of the package and taking care of the container? Taking care of the container, the mm-hmm. body, and taking care of what it contains.
Yes. Me personally, I start my day with prayer and devotion, because that sets the tone. That sets the tone for everything I do. There have been times where I've had to rush out without doing my devotion, and it just felt like I was off. And I have to go to the gym. I have to go early, because I know if I get busy, I won't go later in the day. I know me. God has given me that discernment mm-hmm. to know me. So it took me a while to get there, because when I first retired, I became a serious couch potato. It was like, now I don't have to work anymore.
Right.
But the body is made to move.
To move. Yes.
And it took something drastic to get my mindset back. Quick story. I was at home, sitting in my chair. My wife wanted me to run some errands for her. So I got off the phone and I pushed myself up from my chair, and it felt like somebody hit me in the back with a baseball bat. And there was so much pain, and I actually had to call the ambulance and go to the emergency room. Turns out I strained my right flank muscle in my back.
Mm.
And I asked the doctor, I said, just from getting up out of my chair? He's like, well, you weren't moving. And the body is so complex that it will compensate. So I guess when you pushed yourself up, that muscle hadn't been used in a while, and it just flexed too much and you strained it. Well, that was a wake-up call for me. And I said, okay, I'm a former athlete, and I've gone to the other extreme.
The other extreme, yes.
So now I need to get back and get my temple built back up.
So for our listening audience who might be thinking, as I often think, I don't have the time to go to the gym and what have you, where do you see us striking a balance? Because the body is meant to be moving. Yes. That's how God made us, to be moving. But if somebody can't or won't go to regular gym, there's so many other things that we can do.
I know I've talked with trainers, and I've talked with doctors, and even when I was in college, just little things like maybe taking the stairs
instead of the lift.
If you're on the 10th floor, you don't have to take 10 flights of stairs. Maybe take 2 to 3 starting out, then take the elevator. Parking at the far end of the parking lot to get some extra steps in.
Hold on a minute. So somebody might be saying, well, what if it is a night? What about my safety? Well, common sense. Yeah,
common
if it's
sense,
night,
yeah.
Go right in the store of your car. Well, no, don't do that. But go as near as possible to the store. But what I'm hearing you say is common sense, but common sense with a purpose. So park far so you can walk farther, thereby killing two birds with one stone.
And I remember I used to live in New Jersey, and there was a particular mall there that in the summertime it would open up an hour and a half earlier, and people could go in
inside
and just walk the mall. So you're not walking in the heat. Just little things like that. There are things you can come up with if you take the time to come up with them.
I find it interesting that God said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And as a student of the word, and as a student, I mean, I'm still learning, I find that, Charles, to be fascinating, because I would have thought he would said, present your spirit, more important, present your soul to the Lord rather than your body. And then, okay, if my body houses my spirit, my soul, then when I present my body, I present everything that my body contains, because my spirit isn't outside right. of my body. And I find that to be so fascinating. The scripture actually excites me. It's like this bottle of water that you have here. Nobody can say it. Is that if I present this bottle to you, I present what's in the right. bottle. And when we present our bodies to him, then we give him everything, our mind, our intellect, our emotions, our sexuality, our everything to him.
Right. And the thought that just came to me is, if you give someone a greeting card or some type of card, you don't give it to them without the envelope.
Mm.
And a lot of times you adorn the outside of the envelope so it will look good to them. So they will be like, oh, thank you. And then they will look at it. They don't see the card right away.
Not yet, right, right.
So take care of the envelope, so to speak.
I like how, I just love the way scriptures present themselves. And of course, it was God's idea to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because very often when I see a verse like, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, I'm thinking, hold on a minute, why not present your souls? Why not present your spirit? Those are the important parts. But if I present my body, which houses all those things, mm-hmm. then I'm presenting him all of who I am. Yeah. And so by taking care of the body, the physical of spies, listening audience, then we are honoring the giver of yeah. life. And that's one way of honoring him. Now, we could go to extreme with that. We all know that. We have this cosmetic industry where people seem to be spending more time there than in the garage for their car. But that's not the purpose for this program. I'm just saying right. we can go overboard in terms of taking care of the body. But then we can go to the other extreme, especially we as believers, because we believe the spirit is more important. Then we do little or nothing to take care of the shell, the container of yes. our spirits, our souls, and whatever your theology might be. Yeah. But we all know we are more than just
body. And ultimately, we're as Christians, we're here to help build the kingdom. And if physically you aren't able to do that, then I think you're doing a disservice to the kingdom.
Yeah, that's true. So here's a question for you. And again, for those who are listening, we never sort of preempt. We never sort of go over what we're talking about. I just love, we just flow, man, like we have been working together for years. Actually, we were in some sense. Yeah. But anyhow, stay focused, man. A woman doctor or a male doctor. I know some guys who, I think they would rather die
right.
than to go to a female doctor. What are your thoughts about finding a doctor that is gender specific?
Well, personally, my primary doctor is a female. I've had, and she replaced one that was a male. It, to me, I need what I need, regardless of who is giving it to me. And I think we should all be that way, because you may neglect some things if you're waiting for a male doctor to become available, because some doctors aren't taking new patients.
Mm.
And if you're waiting for a male doctor, you could neglect a lot of things going on with your body. So they see bodies. They don't see gender. And that's my thought. When you have a doctor, they don't see gender. They want to take care of the body.
So the hang up is really with us.
With us.
Especially
yes.
us as
men,
guys.
Yes.
Yeah. that is a very important point, and I'm wondering how many men are we speaking out to right now who either may not go to a doctor, or if they have a female doctor, they hold back on discussing certain things. That's like going to get your car fixed, but because of the mechanic, you don't talk about the things that are going wrong, and our bodies are far more complex and important
right.
than our vehicles.
And we've talked on the show about being proactive.
Mm.
When you're going for your checkups for whatever field of your body, that's like getting the oil change for your car or putting the right tire pressure on your tires. That maintains them for the long run. you can't always wait until something goes wrong, because usually by that time, something is really wrong and it's hard to fix.
Charles, you said it right. And I also believe one of the ways we honor God, especially those of us who are believers, one of the way we honor God is to take care of the body that he has given to us. Mm-hmm. One of the ways we honor our families is to take care of this body so that we're around for them as long as possible. Because if we are still alive, but we haven't taken care of this one body that we have, not only do we become a burden to them, but we are unable to do many of the things God would have us to do because we didn't take care of ourselves.
Right. And the best thing we can do, the best gift we can give our families, our children, is our time. And if our bodies aren't up to par, then we won't be able to give the time to the family, to the children that is needed.
What I find fascinating, Charles, about God's word, I find so many things fascinating about it. But when it says present your bodies as a living sacrifice, quite honestly, I thought Paul got it wrong. I thought, why not present your soul? Or why not present your spirit? Because those are important. And then I thought, hold on, if I present my bodies, if I present my body to the Lord, which houses my soul, which houses my spirit, then he gets everything.
Right. And, you know, and there's a reason we have said this many times, because that is important. You know, every aspect is important.
Yes.
It goes back to balance.
Balance.
You must have that balance, and everything will be cohesive.
Oh, my goodness, man. So for those of you who might be listening to us for the very first time.
Where have you been?
We follow a pattern here on the show called Spies. So we focus on S, the spiritual, P, the physical, I, the intellectual,
E,
the emotional, and S, the social. And we are complex creatures.
Yes.
And when we present ourselves to God, as the Bible says, then we're presenting all of that. And if we don't, then we're out of balance.
Right.
And speaking of out of balance, sometimes if we become so super spiritual that we don't take care of this one body, then not only do we die quicker than we probably should have, but we are not able to do what God has blessed us with the abilities to do because this body isn't functioning.
And realistically, if we're concentrating so much in one area of the spies, the other areas will suffer.
Yeah. Oh, man. Listen, you and I, we don't have a guest today. We didn't even cover our jokes because mine is better this morning.
Okay.
But listen, listening audience, we appreciate you joining us every day, Monday to Friday. We are on this radio program. I want to say thanks to Leighton Williams.
Yes.
He is a listener in Texas, like Texas. And he hears the show and he sent in a contribution for us. We are so grateful. This is a listener supported program and we need your prayers. We need your dollars. We need your hours. Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.